Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
When Gabe and I talk to each other, like we are doing now, I'm not sure there's much of a rhythm going back and forth. These pauses, the hesitations. You're saying literally nothing at this point, so there's...
Well, I'm waiting for my way in.
Your rhythmic
right,
cue?
Right, in a rhythm when I know that I can go in between your rhythm. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It changes. It varies.
Yeah.
We don't have... Yeah.
We don't. And I think I'm really glad we don't just talk like this in a rhythm like this, because it sounds odd to our ears. And yet, if we had branched off differently 160 million years ago and our island had broken away from mainland Africa, that is how we would talk.
Because we would be from Madagascar?
Did you say Madagascar?
Science Unscripted.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Daria. I'm a researcher at the University of Turin in Northern Italy. And I've just published a really nice paper on lemur vocal communication with some colleagues.
Daria, what did you and your team discover about lemur vocalizations?
So here we found that when multiple individuals sing at the same time, vocalize at the same time in group chorusing, they base the individual vocalization in a very timely, precise manner.
And if I've understood your paper correctly, it's not, this would be like if I'm talking to Gabe right here, and instead of doing it at this speech, I'd be like, hey, Gabe, let's talk to Daria. It's like the speech has a very specific rhythm?
The onset of the words you said. So the rhythm is determined by the onset of each word you say.
Hey, Gabe, let's talk to Daria.
Exactly.
So, Daria, you have sent me a couple of those sounds. Let's go ahead and listen to them, and maybe you can help me understand what I'm hearing or what we're hearing. Let's call up what I believe you called the honk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
First of all, that sounded like a goose.
It did, yeah.
And what exactly were you trying to figure, or what did you do in your study?
Basically, we used software for acoustic analysis, and we measured each time a vocalization is given, and measured the intervals in between each couple of vocalization, and we did discover that they are not casual, but rather given in very asynchronous manner. So each interval is followed by another that is the same of the same length as the first one.
Let's go ahead and listen to the second example of that you gave me. This is another alarm call, I believe. Okay, so that's happening at a regular interval. Why? That's not the most efficient way to communicate danger. I don't need a drum.
Yeah, that didn't sound like an alarm.
So they are we call them roars, and they are given in the presence of aerial predators. And it's important when you communicate with the individuals within your family group that they understand the signal. And you want to be sure that they respond effectively to your call.
You've described the sound they make as singing.
Yeah.
Can you describe what that singing sounds like to you? Do you find it beautiful?
Keep that question. Let's pull up the last piece of audio that I think you called songs, the one that you sent me. We'll pull that up, we'll have a listen, and then maybe you can help us to understand what we're hearing.
Can I just guess what they're doing here?
Sure.
They're not in danger. That's my gut feeling. They're just... making that noise for fun?
They're not in danger here, yeah. They do produce these are called advertisement songs, and they They give them each morning routinely to communicate their presence within a portion of the forest. So they do occupy very exclusive and stable territories. And each family group each morning give these songs to communicate the presence and the occupation of a territory.
Because if they didn't do that, then other rival lemurs might come to occupy that territory. And I'm making it clear, no, 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 this is Connor's part of the woods. Boop, boop.
Yeah.
Have you been down there? You've been there in eastern Madagascar?
Yeah, many times. I started as a master student for my master thesis in 2014. And I went back as a PhD student in 2018 and a couple of other times, last time, this the last November, during the last November, for a couple months. And I should be back in September this year. So we try to be there as much as we can.
So I've listening to those songs, I could feel something. I don't even know what that something is. Mm. What do you feel as someone who's been there in the middle of that when you hear that those sounds?
It's a gut feeling, I would say. They are melancholic, a little bit sad, I would say. And you have to imagine that is a kind of what we call song contagion. So when a family group sings, then the neighboring groups start singing, and there's the this whole echoing forest singing in the mist, in the valleys, and in the in higher portion of the forest. And it's really beautiful. I just cannot believe each time I'm down there. I feel super lucky to be for being able to still look at them in their beautiful environment. It's a very, very precious feeling.
And that was Daria Valente talking to us there from the University of Turin in northern Italy, from the Department of Life Sciences and Systems Biology.
And that was also an ambulance driving through the forests of eastern Madagascar.
Well, you know what it made me realize?
A robot kind of?
How lucky. How lucky we humans are that's not how we start our days. Every single day, all your neighbors wake up, open all of their windows and say, like, I don't know what, my house, my house, my house. It's insane. I mean, they have
this
to.
This is mine.
Yeah. And they have to do that, right? Because you have to defend territory, I suppose, on a daily basis. How lucky that we don't.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of what you just heard? What does it sound like to you? Is it beautiful? Does it mean anything? Does it teach you anything about the evolution of human language and vocalization and rhythms? Let us know your thoughts, your feelings, anything. Send it to su@tw.com.